A consensus for action at a top-level Arctic science conference. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis.
Science ministers from around the globe will gather in Washington for the first ever White House Arctic Science Ministerial.
And mainstream media outlets like MSNBC and The Washington Post don't often give much play to scientific conferences such as the ministerial held earlier this week at the White House, but that and other high-profile climate change-related events in and around Washington this week and next suggest there's growing international awareness that much more research is needed on how warming is affecting the Arctic and the rest of the planet.
I think finally we've turned a corner in terms of both having the societal and political and scientific ability to really make some progress in the Arctic.
Jeremy Mathis directs the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Arctic Research Program, and he's been working for years to improve scientists' ability to monitor climate change's impact on the circumpolar north. And at the ministerial, he found that's also the consensus among scientists and policymakers from 25 nations who participated, along with representatives of five Arctic Indigenous Peoples organizations.
And the really common theme that we heard over and over again was that we need to work together. We need to share information openly, and we need to find common solutions to the challenges that we face in the Arctic.
For Mathis, the ministerial's most important achievements include agreements to expand monitoring of climate change impacts on the region and sharing that data between the eight circumpolar nations and 15 non-Arctic nations represented at the event. Also, a commitment to support the Arctic Council's Sustaining Arctic Observing Networks and a new U.S. initiative to help promote the data gathering and sharing.
The United States has agreed that it's going to staff a U.S. Arctic Observing Network.
Mathis says the network will interact closely with regional and local efforts, including especially those by Indigenous peoples in the region. He says the new network also will look for gaps in the scientific community's understanding of the changes underway in the Arctic and ways to fill those gaps. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at fm.kuac.org.